Chemical specialists investigating the blast believe the sodium cyanide, a highly toxic inorganic compound, might have been stored at the site. Gao Huaiyou, deputy director of Tianjin Work Safety Watchdog, says containers at the blast site are closed and some haven't been registered, so the exact amount of the dangerous chemical is not yet clear.
一是组织氰化钠的生产企业来现场进行处置。
First, the authorities in Tianjin have dispatched a local personnel of chemical enterprises producing sodium cyanide to come to the blast site to deal with the highly toxic materials. Secondly, the Work Safety Administration has sent a team of professional personnel to spray hydrogen peroxide to neutralize sodium cyanide in order to reduce the poisonousness to the minimum.
The official notes that some other dangerous chemicals likely to be stored include potassium nitrate and ammonium nitrate. The military's anti-chemical corps have been sent into the center of the blast zone to verify what's in the storage containers. At the same time, the rescue operations continue within the area. A man in his 50s was found alive on Saturday and sent to hospital for treatment. Doctors say he has serious injuries, including ruptures to his right lung and kidney. This comes after a 19-year-old firefighter was pulled out alive on Friday. Minor explosions and fire were reported at the warehouse on Saturday. This has forced the rescuers to vacate the site temporarily. Residents in a relocation site at a primary school were also evacuated after concerns of chemical pollutants in the air due to a change in the wind direction. A total of 70 firefighters and 8 fire trucks are monitoring the blast site. Zhou Tian, head of the Tianjin Fire Department.
So far, there is no open flame at the explosion site, but as various dangerous chemical items are mingled there, they still give out heat, and there are also smoke rising from places where containers piled up.
Another 1,100 troops have been deployed to calm nearby residential quarters to search for potential survivors. Many of the burned victims from the explosions remain in critical condition. Doctors say they face increasing difficulties treating the blast victims, as most of them suffer from multiple injuries.
These victims have complicated injuries, not simply caused by scalding or burns. They also suffer blast injuries and chemical poisoning.
The warehouse, owned by Rehai International Logistics Company, was founded in 2011. It's a storage and distribution center of containers of dangerous goods at the Tianjin port. For CRI, I'm Mo Mujin.